reminder, members of the public may access the packet materials on the county's website. Also, members of the public may listen and view this meeting using the regular council chambers broadcast found on the county's website. Mr. Chairman, I will now confirm all members of the Planning and Zoning Commission are present. Mr. Wheatley?
Here.
Ms. Howie Stevenson?
Present.
Mr. Hopkins?
Present.
Ms. Wingate?
Present.
And Mr. Mears?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, all members are present and connected. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Based on that information, we have a quorum, so we'll proceed with our meeting. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
There are no changes, Chairman.
Thank you.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, moved by Ms. Stevenson, second by Ms. Wingate. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our second item is the approval of the minutes of the March 12, 2020 meeting. Any changes to the minutes, Mr. Whitehouse?
Chairman, there were some minor changes. We actually picked up on some misspellings of names and amended them. So the minutes would be as revised.
Thank you. We'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve as amended.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Ms. Wingate and seconded by, I believe, Ms. Zoe Stevenson.
Yes.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. We have no old business this evening, and we have no public hearings this evening. So on to other business. Our first item of other business is Fox Haven 2 Subdivision 2018-3. Request to amend condition of approval.
This is a request to amend a condition of approval for the Fox Haven 2 subdivision, which was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on February 28, 2019, subject to conditions. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved a previous request to amend Condition H at their June 28, 2018 meeting. At the 2018 meeting, the applicant requested that Condition H be amended from "the developer shall begin construction of the active amenities before the issuance of the 30th residential building permit, and the developer shall complete all amenities prior to the issuance of the 60th residential building permit" to instead require that "the developer shall begin construction of the active amenities before the issuance of the 48th residential building permit, and the developer shall complete all amenities prior to the issuance of the 75th residential building permit." The applicant has now indicated that sales have far exceeded initial projections and that to date a total of 23 building permits have been issued for the subdivision. The applicant has stated that extending the requirement to allow for the commencement of construction on the proposed amenities to occur before the issuance of the 48th residential building permit instead of the 30th residential building permit as previously required will allow the completion of all site work in phase two, which consists of 48 lots. The utilities necessary to construct homes in phase two will also be required for the completion of the proposed amenities. The applicant states that the purpose of the request is to satisfy the current sales demand and streamline the construction process. The final amenities plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on February 12, 2020. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 11, and Parcel 45.01. And the zoning is GR, General Residential Zoning District. So specifically, the applicant is looking to continue with the site work for phase two for the construction of the necessary utilities and hold off on pursuing the construction of the amenities until after phase two is completed. And I will also note that while a clubhouse and pool are proposed for phase two, a bathhouse and pool house were approved for the original Fox Haven subdivision and have been constructed. And additionally, I will also point out that the first proposal was for the amenities to be completed when approximately 32% or 30 out of 95 of the building permits had been issued. The second proposal was for the active amenities to be constructed when 32% or 30 out of 95 of the building permits had been issued and before 63% or 60 out of 95 of building permits had been issued. And this proposal is for the active amenities to be constructed when 51% or 48 out of 95 of the building permits have been issued and before 79% or 75 out of 95 of building permits have been issued. And by comparison, Keystone Bay approved on January 23rd, 2020, which consists of 651 lots, contained the requirement that the core amenities be completed prior to the issuance of 23% or 151 out of 651 of the building permits. Additionally, two other subdivisions to compare this to, Chase Oaks approved on September 26, 2019, which consists of 253 lots, contained the requirement that all amenities be completed and open for use prior to the issuance of 47% or 120 out of 253 of the building permits were issued. And lastly, Azalea Woods approved on December 19, 2019, which consists of 610 lots, contain the requirement that all amenities be completed prior to the issuance of 41% or 250 out of 610 of the building permits were issued, just for comparison.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Mears, do you have some any thoughts you want to share on this?
I don't have any issues with it. I'm prepared to make a motion unless someone wants to discuss it or has any comments.
Okay. Anyone else does anyone else have a comment? Okay. The hearing none, Mr. Mears, you may want to proceed with your motion.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the request to amend conditions of approval for Foxhaven 2 subdivision 2018-3 with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agencies. I guess we don't need staff approval.
We're that's fine. Your motion's fine just to approve the request.
Yes.
Yeah. All we need to do is, this is Vince Robertson, all we need to do is approve the request because Mr. Whitehouse, I believe we have the final subdivision plan up as the next item on the agenda.
That's correct.
Motion to approve the request for Foxhaven 2 subdivision 2018-3.
Second.
And okay, that's moved and by Mr. Mears and seconded by Ms. Zoe Stevenson to approve the request of Foxhaven 2 subdivision 2018-03. The request to amend the condition of approval is approved. And we're going to call the roll for these votes this evening. So, Ms. Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Abstain.
And the chair votes yes. The motion carries 4-0 with one abstention. Okay, our next item is Foxhaven 2 subdivision phase 2. This is again site plan 2018 or subdivision 2018-3, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the Foxhaven 2 subdivision. This subdivision plan is for phase 2, which consists of 48 single-family lots out of a total of 95 approved lots. The Foxhaven 2 subdivision is off of Johnson Road and can be accessed by a connection and continuation of Foxtail Road at the southern end of the Foxhaven subdivision. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan May 24th, 2018, and Fox 2 Fox Haven 2, Phase 1 for 47 lots was approved on February the 28th, 2019. The tax parcels are District 533, Map 11, Parcels 48, 45.01, and 518. The zoning is GR, General Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Thank you. This just then needs a final approval if the staff has everything in hand.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the final subdivision plan for Fox Haven 2 subdivision phase 2, 2018-3.
Second.
Okay, that was moved by Mr. Mears, and second was Hopkins. Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Okay. And they moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for Fox Haven 2 subdivision phase 2, subdivision 2018-3. I'll call the roll for the vote. Ms. Hoey Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Mr. Wingate, or Ms. Wingate, sorry.
I abstain.
Okay. And the chair votes yes. So the motion carries 4-0 with one abstention. Our next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC revised master plan.
This is a revised master plan for the Americana Bayside MRRPC proposed version 13. The master plan has been amended to include the proposed parcel P consisting of a 6,300 square foot retail building. The total square footage, including the square footage of approved but not yet constructed commercial projects and approved and constructed commercial projects for the whole RPC consists of 138,595 square feet, of which the cap of 170,000 square feet of retail slash office space has not been exceeded, set forth in condition 2 of the conditions of approval. The revised master plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Thank you.
All right, then.
I have a question on this one. So this is just saying that they can put this parcel in. It's not approving in any way parcel P that we're going to be talking about in 3, you know, down the page here.
So the only change to the submitted master plan is reflecting the location and the scope of parcel P, and that's it.
And if I could assist also, it's Jamie Whitehouse here. The master plan is something that, because of the number of phases within this residential plan community, the purpose of this document is just to keep track of the various phases and changes and the total ceiling, the numbers that have been approved and the overall numbers. So it's not actually a plan per se, it's just a master plan to keep track of everything.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
I think we're ready for a motion, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised master plan for Americana Bayside MRRPC.
Second.
Been moved by Mr. Mears and seconded by Mr. Hopkins to approve the revised master plan for Americana Bayside MRRPC. All those in favor say, I'm sorry, call the roll. I'll call the roll. Ms. Hoey Stevenson?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Abstain.
Chair votes yes. Motion carries 4-0. Our next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC Weedman Parcel Phase 2 Final Site Plan.
This is a final site plan for the construction of 116 duplex units on a parcel consisting of 71.38 acres. The site is located on the east and west sides of Williamsville Road, SCR 395. Phase 1 of the project was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of December 19th, 2019. which only consisted of those lots that were not impacted by the wetlands. Phase two consists of only the lots within the 116 units, which are impacted by federal wetlands and required a permit through the Army Corps of Engineers. The proposed 116-unit scheme complies with the maximum number of residential units for the community, which, according to condition one of the conditions of approval, shall not exceed 1,700 units. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes, all conditions of approval, and the most recent master plan submitted for the community. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, and Parcel 297. The zoning is MRRPC, Medium Density Residential, Residential Plan Community, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mears, this is simply a final approval, if you're so inclined. Does anybody have any questions?
Nope. Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Mears, I do have a motion for you. I move for approval of the final site plan for Americana Bayside MRRPC Weedman Parcel Phase 2.
This is second.
Okay. Moved by Mr. Mears and seconded by Ms. Hoey-Stevenson to approve the final site plan for Americana Bayside MRRPC Weedman Parcel Phase 2. We'll call the roll for the vote. Ms. Hoey-Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Abstain.
The chair votes yes. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. The next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC Village A Final Site Plan and Landscape Plan.
This is a final landscape and site plan for the creation of 100 single-family detached homes within the existing Americana Bayside MRRPC and accessed off of a proposed entrance on North Haven Drive. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the revised site plan for Americana Bayside Village A at their meeting of Tuesday, October 1st, 2019, showing an increase in the number of lots from 96 to 100 lots. The proposed 100-unit, 76 estate homes, and 24 patio homes scheme complies with the maximum number of residential units for the community, which, according to condition one of the conditions of approval, shall not exceed 1,700 units. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes, all conditions of approval, and the most recent master plan submitted for the community. The applicant has also included a landscape plan in their submittal as previously requested by staff. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcels 36 and 36.01. The zoning is MRRPC, Medium Density Residential, Residential Plan Community, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Okay, I think once again, just a standard motion for final approval. Mr. Mears, unless anyone has any questions.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Mears, I move for approval of the final site plan and landscape plan for Americana Bayside MRRPC Village A.
Second, by Hopkins.
Okay. It's been moved by Commissioner Mears and seconded by Mr. Hopkins to approve the final site plan and landscape plan for Americana Bayside MRRPC Village A. Calling the roll for the vote. Ms. Hoey-Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Abstain.
And the chair votes yes. The motion carries 4-0 with one abstention. Our next item is Americana Bayside, MRRPC, Parcel P, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed 6,300-square-foot retail building, parking to consist of 57 total parking spaces and associated site improvements. The site is located on the northeast side of the intersection of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, and Zion Church Road, Route 20. There are 29 parking spaces proposed in the front yard setback. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, all conditions of approval, and the most recent master plan for the community. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 17.01. The zoning is MRRPC, Medium Density Residential Plan Community, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Additionally, commercial use is already allowed on Parcel P per the original zoning conditions of Americana Bayside MRRPC, and that is through change of zone 1393 by condition of approval number 24, which specifies that Parcel P is the only area of the RPC where commercial activity is allowed on the north side of Route 54. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson, I think you had some interest in this this site plan.
Yes, actually, I do. I'm just at a loss here, actually. This is an empty lot. So they came up to it and said, hey, let's put some commercial here, which I'm fine with. It's just that they didn't say, what are the ordinances in the county and let's try to meet them. They said, let's put this here and we'll have the county change what their ordinance ought to be to go along with what we want. And, if the county has an ordinance that's, if it's unreasonable, we need to change it. But we shouldn't be having to give all these, you know, extra things because somebody comes in and says it. Now, this is a straight up from the ground up. They've designed this. So I don't see a reason why we should be giving them parking in the front and side setbacks. Anybody else?
Well, it's a pretty odd and the building is really big, and there's not a lot of space parking after buildings placed.
Well, I agree, but that means that maybe they shouldn't have made the building that big. I mean, I've gone along with the parking and the setbacks for things that are, you know, the building's already been there. It's just the way it's been for the last 50 years. There's no other way to do this. Okay, but this is, they have a chance to do a different design, and this is what they brought to us because they're like, well, Sussex County will just go along with this.
But they already in the last 10 or 15 years, didn't they? They designed First Road has been automatically, hadn't it? My question is: are we anticipating Zion Church Road needing to get bigger again sometime soon?
Well, I don't know that it's the that's necessarily what's driving it. I think we're and Ms. Stevenson, jump in if I'm misstating, but I think what the point here is that this is a applicant created hardship. This is not something. This was a vacant piece of land with known setbacks. It is curious to me that it's a 6,300 square foot building and they want 57 parking spaces, which is almost double what the retail requirement is. Retail only requires one for every 200, I believe. Mr. Whitehouse, would that be your understanding for this?
And that's correct. And looking at the drawing, if I can assist, that there's a strip of land here within the buildable area. You can see within this dashed line here, I don't know if you can see my mouse cursor, and and certainly having looked at this, I think, in my opinion, with some further thought, some of these spaces could certainly be located in this area with some further work and some shifting and relocation of spaces. I don't know if they could all be relocated inside the buildable area with no spaces.
None of you were here, and not even Mr. Robertson, I think. In fact, I know you were alive, but you weren't our attorney at the time.
Thanks.
We had a commissioner, Mr. Phillips. Mr. Phillips was always fond of saying, "This looks like 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag."
Yes.
And for as much as I try to accommodate people in these situations, this one concerns me a little for the reasons that Ms. Hoey Stevens stated, that it was a ground up. There was no there's no hardship here other than the one that the applicant has created by this design. So I think the limits of of our accommodating folks may have been reached here.
Well, I agree. That was my point. So yes.
Okay, I can that too.
Okay, in this instance, Mr. Mears, the motion would be to deny the preliminary plan. Okay. And let them go back to the drawing board.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny the preliminary site plan and send it back to the applicant for redesign.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Mr. Mears and seconded by Ms. Hoey Stevenson that we deny the preliminary site plan for Americana Bayside MRRPC Parcel P. We'll call the roll for the vote. Ms. Stevenson?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Abstain.
Abstain. And the chair votes yes. The motion carries 4-0 with one abstention. Our next item is Wyoming Millwork Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the proposed 9,900 square foot open air pavilion style pole barn for material storage on a paved area with other site improvements. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the final site plan at their meeting of February 25th, 2016. The site is located at 15080 Gravel Hill Road. The revised preliminary site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 19, Parcel 23.00. The zoning district is HI1, Heavy Industrial Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals for the revised changes. But just to clarify that the Commission has seen this before, but this is a revision to add the building, which you can see clouded on the drawing in the bold outlines. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to, unless anybody has something they want to, questions or anything, I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay.
I make a motion that we approve the revised preliminary site plan for Wyoming Millwork, with the final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Hoey Stevenson, and I'm sorry, who made the second?
I think we both did, Hopkins.
Okay, all right then, Mr. Hopkins, that we approve the preliminary site plan for Wyoming Millwork with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those, all right, let me call the roll, please, for the vote. Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
The chair votes yes. The motion carries 5-0. Our next item is APD, and that is Agricultural Preservation District 2020-01 JC Wells and Sons, consideration of Agricultural Preservation District.
This is an application to consider an agricultural preservation district in an agricultural residential zoning district in Cedar Creek 100 for two parcels of land totaling 365.4 0.75 acres, more or less, located on the northwest side of Slaughter Beach Road at 36, for the purposes of making a recommendation to the Delaware Agricultural Lands Preservation Foundation. The tax parcel IDs are District 230, Map 3, Parcel 9, and Parcel 10. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential. Thank you.
Okay, commissioners, we get these from time to time. It's part of the state requirement that we have to consider these at this level. It really just requires a motion to approve it.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Okay, it's thank you. A motion by Ms. Hoey Stevenson and second by Ms. Wingate to approve the APD 2020-01 for J.C. Wells and Sons. I'll call the roll for the vote. Ms. Hoey Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. The motion carries 5-0. Our next item is lands of Camden Corman, minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement.
This is a preliminary subdivision plan for the establishment of an additional lot off of a 30-foot egress access easement. The parcel is located on the east side of Hudson Road, Sussex County Route number 258. The preliminary subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and the Subdivision Code. The tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 22, Parcel 23.12. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Ms. Stevenson?
On this one, can I put something in there that they should, a recommendation that they have a plan for the easement, because the property, the lot they're creating is kind of inside a bunch of property. It doesn't have any road frontage anywhere near. So.
It's Jamie White. Mr. Robertson can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we can do that just like we would a major subdivision. That there'd be some verbiage on the final site subdivision plan outlining how the access and maintenance arrangements are going to work. So, and we have done that before.
Yeah, I agree with that, Mr. Whitehouse. This is Vince Robertson. I think that's the right approach.
Okay. And that's the one I'd like to take just for, I mean, I understand this is all family now, but you don't know what's going to happen in the future. So. All right, so I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement for the lands of Camden Corman with the, how do I want to say this, the stipulation they put in a agreement on the final site plan or subdivision plan.
Is that good? Second by Hunter.
Yes, that works.
It's been moved by Ms. Hoey Stevenson and seconded by Mr. Hopkins to approve the minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement for lands of Camden Corman with the stipulation stated in the motion. We'll call the roll for the vote. Ms. Hoey Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Motion carries 5-0. Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. However, I have to inform you that there has been a problem with the call-in number this evening, and the public was not able to participate. So we will have to redo this meeting. And I believe we are may possibly redo it as early as next Thursday if that suits everyone.
Just to expand upon that, the broadcast went out over the county's website in its normal fashion. There was a number transposed on the passcode, apparently. We got word of that right towards the end of the meeting. So anyone who could not log on to the county's website who may have been listening by phone would not have been able to do so. Under FOIA and the governor's order, the prudent thing to do is just re-notice the meeting and then just run back through the agenda to affirm the actions that were taken so that there's no issues under FOIA. So
do we have time to re-notice for next week?
I believe so, Mr. Whitehouse. If it's the same agenda, would you have the ability to do that?
So yes, we can basically. So we just basically run the same agenda, just with the correct passcode.
That's correct. And obviously the next Thursday's date on it too.
Can do. And we can get that on our website today, which is 7 days before next week.
Okay.
All right then. I appreciate everyone's efforts this evening. And of course, I guess for anyone who's tuned in on the website, we appreciate your patience. We apologize for this mishap with the number, but we're all kind of feeling our way around here, and we're learning every day. So I guarantee you that the next one will be better than this one, and the one after that will be better than that. So if anyone else have anything for the good of the order. Okay. Nope. There being none, we'll stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.